I call the House Finance Committee meeting to order. Today is Wednesday, March 18th, 2020, and the time is 1:57. Members present, Representative Laban, Vice Chair Ortiz, Co-Chair Foster, Representative Josephson, Representative Wohl, and myself, Representative Johnston. Today's agenda will be hearing HB 235, Alaska Workforce Investment Board allocation. Please silence your cell phones. HB 35, an act relating to allocations of funding for Alaska Workforce Investment Board and providing for an effective date. Could I have a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move the committee substitute for House Bill 235, Finance, version 31-LS1480/K before the committee as our working documents.
Thank you. And could Aaron Schein, my staff, please come up and explain the CS?
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Aaron Schein, and I am staff to Representative Johnston and the Finance Committee. Can I have a brief at ease, please? All right. The work draft before you, which is the CS for House Bill number 235, Finance, version K, makes a couple changes from the previous version, which was version M. The first change you'll find is in the title. It's an updated title. It removes the language relating to employee contributions to Alaska Technical and Vocational Education Program. The next change is a new Section 1. The previous Section 1 had change the rate from 0.16 to 0.18. This version reverts back to the 0.16%. So it is current language in statute, so there's no need for that section to be included in the bill. The next change is there's insertion of legislative intent. You can find that in section one on page one, line four through line 11. The next change is in section two. The date was in the previous version of June 30th of 2025. It is now June 30th, 2023, which is a 3-year extension instead of a 5-year extension. Then going to page two on lines four through line 13, the percentages are reverting back to the existing statute language. Previously, there had been an insertion of the Kodiak Seafood and Marine Science Center that has been removed here and is addressed more in the intent language on the previous page. And Madam Chair, that's the majority of the changes. Otherwise, they were technical or conforming.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Representative Josephson.
Thank you, through the chair, for Ms. Schein. Ms. Schein, currently, the University of Alaska Fairbanks spends some of its own resources to stand up this program in some way. Is that right?
Through the
notwithstanding TVEP.
Through the chair, Representative Josephson, I would have to call on the University of Alaska or the sponsor for answering that. But I do know that in previous years, the Marine Science Center has received funding through the TVEP program, which is the bill that's being addressed before you today.
And we do have Miles Baker on the phone.
If I could, through the chair, Mr. Baker, does the university provide resources outside TVEP for this program in Kodiak?
Representative Josephson, through the chair, for the record, Miles Baker, Associate Vice President, Government Relations for the University of Alaska. We do, KSMSC is a facility that's part of the College of Fisheries and Ocean Science at UAF, and we do their budget for that facility over the last several years has been over $1 million. We put just close to $1 million of UGF into that facility on an annual basis. And if there is a request from KSMSC and the partners down there to get TVEP funding, that comes through the competitive process we run, and has typically been awarded. In fact, I think we've funded 100% of the PVEP request we've received from KSMSC, and that has averaged just about, and it goes up and down, but it's averaged around between $40,000 and $50,000 a year that has gone down. That's part of the budget for KSMC strictly through TVEP funds.
Follow up?
Yes. I mean, I guess what I'm wondering is to provide flexibility to the university. If it honored the intent language, it could decide, I'm not saying it should, I'm saying it could decide to reduce that portion of its own UGF that it provides to this, to the College of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences in Kodiak?
Well, I mean, those, Representative Josephson, through the chair, I mean, like all of our programs and facilities, which are frankly all being reviewed currently, we do an annual budget. In this case, this would be part of the budget that goes through the College of Fisheries and Ocean Science. I think the concern I would have with this intent language are the references to 1652.020 and 1652.030, which are not TVEP statutes. Those are statutes that create and govern the Kodiak Seafood Marine Science Center, which does more than under its statutory authority is involved in more than just the programs envisioned through TVEP.
A follow-up? Representative Wohl?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Through the Chair, Mr. Baker, so if the intent language says to sustainably maintain programs consistent with 1652.020 using TVEP money, TVEP funding, can you, the program that has been funded, you say in the average of $40,000 to $50,000 a year consistently, does that program fall under 1652.020 or 030? I mean, is that being met already through the existing TVEP funding that's going on?
Representative Wohl, through the chair, the way I read the intent language, it says that we would allocate the amount necessary, and I'm assuming that is out of TVEP funds. We would allocate the amount necessary to maintain the programs consistent with 1652, which is the KSMSC statute, and the TVEP statutes. So, and that we would consult with the FIT Policy Council on that programming and planning. And as I mentioned, the 1652, which establishes the Kodiak Marine Seafood and Science Center, the duties of that center, which fall under the responsibility of the University of Alaska, the duties of that center are broader than the programming mandate of TVEP. So, I guess that's a little bit of the concern there is how we would have to work through that on how. Because I read this as we'd have to maintain all the programs of 1652.010, which does include training, and it also includes technical assistance for the fisheries industry, includes research and development activities related to the fisheries industry, and new technologies around the fish industry. So those could conceivably be crafted into TVEP-eligible programs, but we'd have to work through that.
Follow up.
And I guess maybe this is a question for lawyers and such, but if 52020 is broad, then maybe a smaller program that's encompassed by that statute would be consistent. It doesn't have to involve every component of 1652020, not everything that they do. In other words, they could micro pick a program that does fall under there but doesn't include everything. So I don't know, that's more of a statement than a question, but maybe a policy person more experienced than myself could answer that question. And if you can take a stab at it too, Mr. Baker, that's fine.
Through the chair, Representative Wohl, I think that's a good point. I mean, on line 8, and it does say consistent with 1652 and AS 5315, 82850, which is, so that could be read that we're sustaining and maintaining programs that are consistent both with the mission of KSMSC and the TVEP program mission.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Representative Ortiz?
No, I have one question.
Brief at ease. I'll bring this meeting back to order. I will be removing my objection. Are there any other objections? Representative Ortiz?
No objections. So, I have no objections, Madam Chair, but I would like to offer a conceptual amendment. Thank you, Madam Chair. Conceptual amendment I'd like to offer refers to, on page 1 of the bill, line 7, after the word allocate, insert a comma, and then the words from the funds received under Section 2 of this Act. So again, I'll repeat, conceptual amendment, what it would do is after the word allocate, insert a comma, and then the words from the funds received under Section 2 of this Act. And if I may, Madam Chair, I'll explain the intent of this.
I'll object for purposes of discussion.
Okay. Thank you. So, Madam Chair, this conceptual amendment ties the intent language to the university's TVAP allocation, which was the original intent of this language. Currently, the language in Section 1 doesn't specify where the source for programming consistent with 1652020 comes from. By clarifying this language, we are returning to the original intent of the using of TFEP funding to support the seafood industry. And that's all it is. And again, this is just adding to intent language.
I will move my objection. Are there any other objections? Okay. Representative Foster?
I guess I just for purpose of a question to the university, I will object if I could ask a question.
Yes.
Do I read this as, so it is the intent of the legislature that the University of Alaska allocate, and then the comma from Section 2, and Section 2 is the TVET money. And currently, the program, according to Mr. Baker, the university funds $1 million, and then TVEP, the portion of the TVEP is only about $40,000. So would this, and I don't think it's the intent to say that the full $1,040,000 comes out of the TVEP, but would that be what this amendment would create? No?
Mr. Baker, have you seen the amendment?
Representative Foster, through the chair, from my reading of this, I don't think this, and I appreciate the amendment it was just offered, I think that does clarify that we're talking about the TVEP allocation. I don't think this in itself would change anything about how we currently budget and plan the activities at KSMSC, other than it tells us to please focus on trying to increase using available TVEP funds what we're doing for the fish industry down there. So we currently, as I mentioned, in FY 2019, for example, the total budget was a little less than $1.7 million. So it included UGF. It included about 40,000 of TVEP funds. So they had applied and gotten a TVEP grant. We had another $630,000 of unrestricted fund revenue grants. So those were other grants that were brought in by the faculty and the researchers at KSMSC, which brought their total budget up to 1.6. So we certainly don't read this as we would be reducing those activities so that it would stay consistent with what's available through TVEP. I think we would take it for what it is, which is let's double down and increase our focus as able through the TVEP program.
Madam Chair, I remove my objection.
Okay. At ease. Order. Co-Chair Foster.
Yes, Madam Chair, I move the committee substitutes for House Bill 235, Finance, version 31-LS1480/K from committee as amended with the forthcoming fiscal notes and individual committee recommendations.
Are there any objections?
Madam Chair, I need to object just for this. I had a conceptual amendment I wanted to offer, and you kind of got by me with the motion before I had a chance to make a conceptual amendment. Is that still a possibility? At least for discussion. You may not adopt it, but I'd like to introduce it.
I can withdraw.
At ease. call this meeting back to order. Are you maintaining your objection, Representative Knopp?
No, I would move my objection.
Okay. Are there any other objections? Seeing none, then House Bill 235 passes this body. Please stay here to sign the bill. So, our next meeting is tomorrow, Thursday, March 19th, 2020 at 9 a.m. Our agenda will be to be determined. We're waiting to see if some other bills are coming quickly from the other body. So, as I said earlier today, this is all very fluid and some might say rather tense. And is there any other comments anybody would like to make? Representative Wohl?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to address a concept that came up during some of the public testimony, which had to do with the amount of the percentage of payroll that went into a certain industry, and that somehow that percentage should be reflected in the TVEP investment. TVEP is not based on payroll or paychecks or percentages of earnings. Never has been. It's based on programs, and maybe some of these programs should be looked into more closely. And that's probably a good thing to do every so often. But whether you're in the seafood industry, the fishing industry, or in the oil industry, or in the healthcare industry, because all these industries have a TVEP component. So, and none of them evaluate paychecks, pay stubs, amount of money that people have earned, or what percentage should be invested in those industries. It's done on a you know, not on that basis. So I just want to clear that, because people are mentioning how much payroll receipts are going in, and that's not really what the TVEP program is about.
Thank you. Any other comments? Representative Knopp.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would ask Representative Wohl to elaborate on that a little bit, because my understanding is all the funding for the TVAP program comes from employee contributions to the TVAP program through the unemployment insurance, was strictly based on receipts, wages. So I wish you'd elaborate on that comment.
Through the chair to Representative Knopp, I will. That is where the funding comes from, correct. It's out of the unemployment portion of the contribution on people's checks. What I meant was how the TVAP program is distributed through all these learning centers and programs isn't determined by the industry's contribution to unemployment. They don't look at this industry and say, well, these guys paid a lot in and they get a lot of TVEP money. It's nothing to do with that. It's just to do with what schools are working and what programs are needed for workforce development. So it's not based on how much people pay into it to determine which exact programs get funded.
Representative
Knopp. So, and thank you, Representative Wohl, and I appreciate that, and I will agree with you on that point. But I think it's also fair to say that if a particular industry is paying an exorbitant amount of wages and unemployment insurance collected, paid into the fund, and they're paying TVEP funding to their employees, and seeing what they perceive to be a lack of funding for training in their industry is the argument that they make, and I can understand that argument as well. So, thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments or discussions before we adjourn? Then we will adjourn at 2:26.